Does anybody need a break?
Oh, did you?
No, no break.
Before you were born.
I don't know.
You know, right?
Let's be clear.
Case number nine, 24-083.
He also needs to take the oath.
Yeah, he was not here.
Thank you. The appellant?
The appellant, correct.
Sir, can you please stand and raise your right hand? I'm just going to administer the oath. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you will give hearsay will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to help you God or on penalties of perjury?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. You may be seated. Counsel, can you please identify yourself and your witness for the record?
Colin Milne, Assistant Legal Director, Department of Emergency Services Public Protection. I'm here with Officer Mendoza with the Bridgeport Police Department.
Mendoza.
Correct.
Thank you. Attorney Milne, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, I would. I do apologize. It's been a very interesting day. Good afternoon. My name is Colin Milne. I am the Assistant Legal Director for the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection in the Legal Affairs Unit. I am here today representing the Commissioner, the issuing authority in this revocation appeal hearing. We are here today because the appellant's pistol permit was revoked. The appellant's pistol permit was revoked due to suitability grounds, due to conduct related to a narcotic stop on January 24, 23. We intend to show today that on January 24, 2023, the Bridgeport Police Department made contact with the appellant after learning information from a confidential informant that said appellant was engaged in the sale of narcotics. The appellant, readily identifying himself as a Connecticut pistol permit holder, was found to have a firearm with a metal box attached to the actual metal frame of the firearm. Inside this box included several capsules, encased in purple capsules, containing crack cocaine, as well as at least 11 clear baggies with of crack cocaine as well. The appellant was subsequently charged with possession and intention to sell narcotics. It needs to be noted that this appellant has a criminal history dating back to 2015, contacts with the police officers from almost every 2 years. Given this information in total, and specifically the actions of Mr. Holder, we believe that we have enough at document.
Sir.
Sorry?
The appellant.
You said his name.
Oh my goodness, I apologize.
I know it's been a day.
I know, I apologize. The appellant. The appellant's significant criminal history dating back to 2015 demonstrate he's not suitable to hold a pistol permit in the state of Connecticut.
Thank you, counsel. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, that I'm in trouble for a cell charge when I didn't get charged, when my cell charge was dropped just to a possession. And for all the other stuff you're talking about, that was little petty crimes in my 20s trying to get by. Little trespassing, a larceny, I think a weed ticket. And all I've been trying to fix my life so I could become an armed security guard so I could better myself for my kids.
Thank you, sir. Counsel, you may proceed.
Officer, can you state and spell your name for the record?
Officer Jimmy Mendoza, J-I-M-M-Y, last name M-E-N-D-O-Z-A.
And what is your current town of employment?
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
And what is your current town job title?
Police officer.
And how long have you worked in law enforcement?
7 years.
And are you assigned to a specialized unit?
Not any longer.
Or were you previously assigned to any specialized unit in the city?
Yes.
What unit was that?
The Tactical Narcotics Team and the Fusion Center.
Okay. Can you describe what the Tactical Narcotics Team, what the duties and roles of that team includes?
Yes. All that any other police officer within the state of Connecticut has to abide by, which is the laws and to enforce the laws. We just have special expertise when it comes to narcotics.
And when you say special expertise, does that involve training in investigation of narcotics runs?
Yes.
What type of training do you have?
Being able to not only test the drugs, also identify identify behaviors of people who often tend to deal narcotics, and interviewing individuals and conducting surveillance.
Are you trained in any sort of special investigative techniques?
Yes, surveillance tactics.
Do you also utilize confidential informants in your activities?
Yes.
Were you on duty on January 24th, 2023?
Yes.
And do you recall having contact with appellant that evening?
Yes.
How was it that you came in contact with appellant that evening?
A confidential informant advises us that an individual was dealing narcotics within the store at the corner of East Main, which is Shorty's Deli.
And did the confidential informant give you a description of the individual inside the store?
Yes.
What did that confidential informant tell you?
There was a male standing over or sitting near the far back corner near the entrance to the back of the store, sitting down. I believe they stated it was a individual wearing a cartoon patterned jacket.
Did you in fact enter the store?
Yes.
Did you identify an individual wearing that jacket?
Yes.
Was the appellant the individual wearing that jacket?
Yes.
What else did you observe when you arrived on the scene?
Just him sitting in the far right corner.
Okay. Did you ask for any identification?
We did.
And what did he provide to you as his identification?
A lanyard with a Connecticut pistol permit. Okay.
Did you ask the appellant whether you could search him?
He was asked.
Okay. Who asked for him to be searched?
Detective Lurikio.
Okay. Were you present when he was searched?
Yes.
And what was found upon his person?
A firearm in his jacket pocket with a metal box attached to it.
Can you, for the board, can you describe what the metal box looked like?
It was a small metal box with a slide up top. We often see those on individuals who are suspected of dealing narcotics. They tend to put them in something they could toss and or just plant on something, metal, to get rid of it.
And where did you saw this metal box on a firearm?
The metal slide of the firearm that was on the person of the opponent.
Did you open that box?
Yes.
Or did you or another officer open that box?
Yes.
Okay. What was in that box?
Several small capsules with a white rock-like substance within, and as well as small plastic clear bags with the same, appeared to be the same substance within. Okay.
From your training, what did you believe that possibly could be?
Crack cocaine.
Did you eventually test that substance?
It was tested.
And what was the result of that test?
Positive results for the what we believe to be crack cocaine.
Okay. To your memory, was the appellant arrested?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just a couple of general questions. Is gun violence a major issue in the city of Bridgeport?
It is.
Okay. Is sale of narcotics a major issue?
It is.
So, thank you. Do you believe that some of the gun violence is fueled by that sale of narcotics?
Yes.
Do you believe there's a place for guns and narcotics in the state of Connecticut?
No.
Or the city of Bridgeport?
No.
No further questions.
Okay. Sir, do you have any questions of the...
Yes, I do. So. If they told y'all I was selling drugs in Shorty's, right? Why, when I finally noticed, because if I was selling drugs, when y'all came on me, I was on the tablet watching the game. So if I was selling drugs, with something I could hide a piece of metal to, right? Why wouldn't I just put it on the piece of shelf that I'm by and be right there playing my game? But when y'all ran up on me, y'all asked me did I have any...
All right, so...
Y'all asked me did I have any weapons.
Sure,
what happened that day, so I'm saying what happened that day.
Listen.
I can't explain my day like they just did.
Absolutely you can, sir. This is your opportunity to ask him a question. You weren't anywhere near a question. You're going to have a chance.
I want to know how it go from asking me do I have any weapons on me to somebody telling them that I was selling drugs. Because when they ran down on me, they asked me, did I have any weapons on me? And I said, yes.
Okay, you're testifying.
Yes.
Do you have questions for him?
That's not a question?
I don't think that was a question. If it was a question, I don't know how he would answer it.
I don't know let's try this.
Can you ask him just a simple question?
Okay.
You said several sentences, so... I don't know how he was going to answer that, just because you were testifying and...
When y'all came in the store, right, did it seem to you like I was selling drugs?
Based on the description that was provided to us.
Did it seem like I was selling drugs when you came in the store?
It wasn't answered.
Well...
It really wasn't answered. He said...
He didn't really answer it.
When you walked in the store, did it look like I was selling drugs? Or did it look like I was sitting there just waiting for somebody?
Not actively.
Are you asking him if it looked like he was... Because you were actually in the process of selling drugs to somebody?
Because he said somebody came to him and said I was selling drugs in the store.
Okay.
So my thing is, when he came in the store, was I selling drugs? Or was I sitting? Because he said he did investigation. How do you do investigation if you never came? The first time I seen you was when you came in the store.
Well, if you can answer it, I don't think so.
Would you rephrase it?
So if the person never came to you telling y'all I was supposedly selling drugs, y'all see me there every day with my gun because my friend worked at that store, and like you know, that is a dangerous store. So that whole before that CI came to you, did you have me under investigation?
No.
So if it wasn't for that CI coming to you saying whatever he said to you to make y'all come in the store, I would have never been. That would have never happened.
If it would never happen.
Because I don't. Somebody that sells drugs doesn't wait till they're 34 to sell drugs.
I think it's suffice it to say, you probably wouldn't have been arrested on that date and time if there had been no confidential informant. Is that correct?
That's fair.
Is that what you're trying to ask?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have other questions?
And how, to whom do I ask this to?
He's the witness,
How is the cell charge still being brought up if my cell charge was the first thing that was dropped?
Oh, sale?
Yeah, you said I had for sales and possession. My sales was dropped.
He can't answer how the court or why the court made decisions on...
You're asking how he's testifying about this particular instance?
Like, because the cell charge, my whole case is dismissed, ma'am.
What we're talking about now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, the reason he can testify, sir, is because this is based on his personal recollection of what happened.
That's why I'm asking him.
Yep.
Do you feel, because you part of the NARC unit, because this is going to... depend on me getting my license. Like I said,
yes.
I need my license back. Because
I understand.
Before that day happened, I was going to do my security guard stuff to become armed security guard.
Yeah.
So do you seem like, one, I would make that mistake again? And two.
You have to ask one question at a time.
Do you think,
from your knowledge of people in Bridgeport, do you think I would be caught in a situation like that again?
I don't know what foundation he has to answer that question.
Can you answer?
I never been caught with drugs. That's my first drug. That's my first drug case. I'm 34. Why would I wait till my gun?
All right, we're gonna get to your case.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Do you feel like we would be here if that case? If somebody didn't say that. If somebody didn't supposedly come to y'all and say, "Do you think I would? Like I said, do you think that would?" It would have happened. That's all I think I want to know.
I think he already answered that.
It's a subject. He's not going to be able to answer that question.
They didn't want to
run much compound into.
Okay, y'all could go. Everything. Okay, so I'm going to say that when y'all. I'm not trying to be argumentative.
I know you're not. I'm not a lawyer.
I only could put it the best way.
It's hard. It's a hard
concept. This is my livelihood.
Yep.
This
we get
is, like
it.
You said,
yep.
I stay in Bridgeport, Connecticut with three kids, a 12-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a newborn.
Sir, just stick with me. We're going to get to you in a second, but we have to go in order. Okay. Does the board have any questions of the witness?
I do have, this metal box, the magnetic box, was found attached to the pistol?
Attached to the slide of it.
The side of the pistol. Is that normal? Have you seen this before?
It was a first.
Excuse me?
It was a first.
It's a first. Yeah, because, I mean, if you fire a gun with a metal box on the side, the box is going to go flying. Okay. Thank you.
Is it possible the gun was just in a pocket with the box and they got together? I think you're describing a key box, right? That you'd stick in your car or under your car?
That's correct.
Yeah. So it may have been intentional, which seems difficult to understand, or it may have just been that two were in the same pocket and came out together because of the magnet. Either way?
That's a possibility.
Other questions? Other witnesses?
Can I just do a quick redirect?
Sure.
You did, in fact, though, see the box attached to the firearm?
Correct.
Okay. And just as your knowledge of an individual, no further questions.
Okay, sir, it's your turn to tell us whatever you'd like us to know.
I could just say what happened on that particular day. I'm in the store, I'm waiting for my friend to get off because that store likes to get, a lot of stuff happens at Shorty's, a lot of stuff. So my friend don't feel safe walking home at nighttime. So I come at a certain time of night, I wait like 2 hours and I walk him home. I go home. My cousin and her friend was having a little argument about the stuff she had on her. So I took her stuff and I told her when I leave and I see her at home, I would give it back to her. I should have threw it away. I just put it in my pocket, not thinking about it, not nothing. And when they came and ran out, all I didn't even know why they was there for, because I'm on my tablet. I'm just playing the game, and all I hear is, "Do you have any weapons on you?" Not knowing I put the box in the same pocket as my gun, and I'm like, "Yeah, I got my gun on me. I got my gun license." I politely took my gun license off. I gave it to them. They said, "Hey, what pocket is it in?" I said, "It's in my right pocket. I'm about to reach in, and I'm gonna get it for you." They said, "No, we gonna get it." When they got it out, I guess whatever the box happened to stick to it. So when the box, they pulled it out, they seen the box and they go, "Oh, what's this?" And I go, and they open it, they go, "Oh, you selling drugs?" And I go, "No, I'm not." They arrest me, they search me, they put my money back in my pocket, they send me downtown, and I go to court and stuff. I get my little program and I get my case dismissed.
Questions?
I have a couple questions, and I just want to go through it. Mr. Appellant, do you remember filling out a questionnaire for this board?
No.
Okay. I'm going to show it to you. It's in the packet. It's pages 32 to 34. I believe it's the last three pages of the packet.
What I'm looking at?
You're just looking at the pages there. That's your do you remember this, just after reviewing it, this is your appellate questionnaire?
I don't know what you mean by that. Like the paper I was supposed to fill out?
Yes. Do you remember filling out a paper to file your appeal here today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to look at the back there. Do you remember filling out this document?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to go to the page where it talks about the criminal history.
What page is that?
That is page 34. 34 is the last page.
This, right?
Yes. No. That page.
Okay.
And then you typed in a signature and dated it on August
11th, 2023? Mm-hmm. I guess, because I was on the phone with y'all when I did it, so yeah.
Who were you on the phone with?
With the Board of Firearms, because I'm not a perfect reader and I didn't know everything y'all needed, so I called ahead of time to try to see what I needed.
Okay. This calls, if you read that document, it says, please list all criminal matters in which you were convicted or pled guilty.
At the time, I wasn't convicted yet, and I didn't plead guilty yet.
So this was dated August 11th, 2023, correct?
August 11th, 2023. And I took my drug case on.
And that's fine.
Nope. Let me tell you, because I didn't plead out yet. I still was going to court. That's for me to be a cop right there. November 28th is when the case, they told me I had to finish my drug program and stuff before they dismissed the case. Mm-hmm. So when I filled this out, I only had pending charges, and when I asked that, they told me no. So why would I put pending cases when they already know my old stuff you're trying to bring up, because I put that on my application, my larceny and stuff. I put that on my application before I got my gun permit. So this case right here was still pending. Got to give you the court paper. It was still pending when I filled this out. So why would I put a pending charge that might be dropped?
Did you write any, that asked for all criminal history matters, did you, that is blank, correct?
When I asked them.
The question is that document blank?
It's blank.
Yes. Did you in fact plead guilty or were found guilty in multiple other criminal matters?
Depending on what you're talking about, sir.
That's not a depending, it's a question, were you ever found guilty or pled guilty to other criminal matters?
To some misdemeanors, yes.
And misdemeanor, okay. Do you remember pleading guilty to a larceny 6 in 2015?
Yes, I took probation for that. And okay. I put that on my original application.
And then 2017, do you remember?
I got a weed ticket because the marshal didn't want to tell me if my brother got locked up or not. He sent me through the metal detector and I got caught with a grinder with some weed in it.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you a police report that is dated. I have as August 29th, 2017.
I could tell you all my charges, sir. I don't need.
Do you remember being charged for criminal trespass in 2017?
Because I went behind an abandoned building and I went to go pee, not knowing somebody went in there and took the pipes out, and I had to take that charge because I didn't know. I went to the backyard to use the bathroom, and they told me to just plead out and take probation. So that's what I did.
Hey, did you also have another charge in 2021?
Oh.
Another charge, a 2021 larceny fourth conviction.
No, sir. That's probably that larceny six you're looking at that I finally copped it out to. If that's Norwalk. Only ever got one larceny from Norwalk.
I do apologize for.
And only why I had to take that because the B&E, they were out in Norwalk and Bridgeport was supposed to combine them. They didn't combine them, and I got an FTA from, I got in trouble from Norwalk.
What is an FTA?
Failure to appear.
So your belief is you were not, you took the charge, the conviction in 2015. You don't believe you were actually at fault for that?
For the
charge in 2015?
For the
larceny six?
No, I said I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. The four is the one I told you I don't know what you're talking about. I never got charged for larceny four nowhere.
Shelton?
I apologize. In Shelton, 2021.
That was.
It's an attempt to commit larceny fourth.
That was about a check that I didn't even cash. They just told me I just went by what my public defender told me to do. They didn't tell me what charge it was. He just was like, if I pleaded guilty, that it was a no sense charge. But I got in trouble apparently for a check that I didn't know that was fake. I went to the bank to cash it, but they gave it back to me and I left out. So I got charged for that.
Okay.
And it was all in my early 20s. I'm 34. I'm 34 right now. And between them times, I was just trying to figure out, like I said, my first son I had in 2012. I was just trying to figure my way.
There's no question.
Let him ask the question, and not.
Yeah. To try to better myself.
Okay. Did you in fact know that you had drugs on your possession when you were in that store?
Did I know? Yes. Was they mine? No. Was I selling drugs? No.
Did you know that they were drugs? That's the question.
Don't ask yourself questions. Just let them ask the questions.
Because I know what my family do. So yes, I knew it was drugs. I didn't know how much. I just took it and I wanted to get her off the street.
No further questions.
Does the court have questions for the appellant? Seeing none. Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I asked all I needed for today. All I was told was bring myself.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes. I understand that I made a couple of mistakes in my past, but my past does not compel me. I'm just trying to do better for my kids. When that incident happened, if he could remember, I told him I saw my whole little career flash before my eyes because I didn't even think it was that serious. And I'm just asking for a chance to let me get back on the road I was on because I'm not a troubled kid. I just want another chance.
Thank you, sir. Closing statement?
You know, we are not unsympathetic again to individuals wanting a second chance and wanting to do well with their lives and turn their lives around. However, we have to balance that with the great responsibility of owning a firearm and, in fact, having a permit from this board, a firearm permit in some years. The issuing authority is troubled that the individuals, really the chief form of identification was this firearm permit, and then decided that he thought it was appropriate to take possession of, knowingly take possession of narcotics, of what was a significant amount of narcotics. I think what you ultimately heard from this individual throughout this hearing is really a lot of inability to truly take accountability for even all the actions. He pled guilty not as any sort of, he made it clear that he never seemed to really truly take accountability for the actions prior as well as this incident. This has only also been, we are only about 13 months, 14 months out of this incident. There has really not been enough time to demonstrate the change that we have maybe have seen in other matters, even heard today, that would justify the granting of a permit. So for those reasons, we would ask that the board hold the attorney's decision to revoke the permit based on suitability.
Thank you, sir. I saw you raise your hand. We're not going to go back and forth all day, so.
No. Okay. The one thing about the permit, mm-hmm. was in my ID in that same pouch?
In the lanyard.
Yes. My work, my ID, and my permit, I kept in that around my neck so I would never forget to walk out the house with my permit or nothing. It had my ID, my permit, and my job thing. So for him to say, I just showed that's the only identification. I just wanted to make it clear that that's not the only identification I had. You can see both of them. They were just in the same thing together.
Fair enough. Comments by the board?
I think there's a lot of stuff going on here. The number of events that have happened in this period of time in 13 months out of this incident, which seemingly the suggestion that these charges have been dropped, don't paint a good picture to say, hey, I would say this one person is suitable to have their pistol permit right now. So just understand it just happened a year, a month ago.
Can I say something
to
you?
No. Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you all. It means you lost your appeal. You will get a letter from the board indicating you lost your appeal, which means you will not get your permit back. That does not mean you cannot reapply in the future, but you'd have to go through that whole process again.
No.
The case is over,
so
sir.
So what am I supposed to do with my gun that I got at home that I can't do nothing with?
I can't give you legal advice.
I'm not understanding none of this. Like this, I made one mistake. Like I said, I can understand where y'all coming from. I appreciate y'all. It was really truly, like I said, I could have threw it away. I really wasn't thinking. I wouldn't have gave him something that I knew was in the same pocket.
You put on your case, sir. You can appeal this to the Superior Court if you'd like.
Ma'am, this is the only...
We've made our decision,
is that yours,
sir.
That's the only avenue I got right now to find a job. I can't even become a police officer now. Like, and that's the whole reason I was doing all this for. I just want to better my life. Like. So I got to appeal to who I got to call?
You can appeal to the Superior Court.
Where that at?
You'd be best to contact an attorney, because you would need an attorney to do this.
I still don't even know where the building is.
The building is, I don't even know. I think you have to appeal to Britain. I think that does administrative appeals. You should really talk to an attorney, sir.
I don't want to file another. I'm not trying to take another gun course and pay all that money. Y'all denied my application.
Sir, there is a court on Main Street. I think it's 1061 Main Street. The civil court. There is a court service center there, or the clerk. You can go talk to them. They might be able to assist with that.
That's how I ended up getting the firearm number in the first place.
I can't give you legal advice, but they may be able to help you if you decide to appeal this case. It's right on Main Street. Right downtown.
Okay.